Well, one of the people helping out in Darrington is Janet Cabe, who's been volunteering at the community center there. One of her neighbors, Steve Hadaway, may have been in the landslide area in Oso when it happened. He is currently missing. Janet joins us now, and I know this must be difficult to talk about, but can you tell us about Steve Hadaway?
Well, I met him at the church here in Darrington, and he's a very, very nice person, and he's going to be missed very bad if he's gone.
You're still holding out hope?
Yes, we are. We've got a lot of people that we're holding out hope for.
Were you surprised about this landslide? Because it had been predicted that this was a trouble spot.
I think of it when I pass by down there, how the mountains has come in over the years. But I never realized it would be anything like this.
Hmm.
But we don't know. You never know when those slides are going to come.
Now, you've been helping out at the local community center in Darrington. Tell us what's been happening there.
Well, I'm telling you, it couldn't be any better what people has done. We have a community that is so outstanding. You just can't believe it.
Hmm.
And the food has come in wonderful. All the stuff for the people that needs it's not got a home or had to be evacuated. They brought in stuff for all of that, like toothpaste and toothbrushes and bath soaps. Anything is there for them.
How are you doing personally?
Well, I'm just shook up. I guess I'm at home this morning, but I've been being over there quite a bit at the community center. It's right in front of my house, and everybody is just gathered there. They're making sandwiches for the working crew. You just can't ask for better.
Now, your grandchildren live in the area that was evacuated, right?
Yes. I've got the two older ones here with me now. And other people have the smaller ones.
And how are they doing?
They're doing okay. They know they're in a safe place right now, so they're doing good. But I'm going to go to the community center in a few minutes and just see how things are going and what I can do.
Well, we wish you the best, and we're sorry again for the situation that you're in. Hopefully they will find your neighbor, Steve Hadaway. Janet Cabe of Darrington, Washington, thanks so much for talking with us.
Okay, thank you.